is at the highest level that there is. It's higher than Yavi. I mean, that there's something with Yeruts and things like that. It's a very high level.
Okay, let us move on. We are on Nun Tes Amid Beis, and we are up to, let me find it, Reb Zvid, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line from the top. Now again, just to get us into it and explain what Reb Zvid's going to do now. We had a Machloikis, Reb Yechon, and Rish Lakish. And the Machloikis, Reb Yechon, and Rish Lakish was a woman that accepts Kedushin that should kick in after 30 days. Reb Yechon said she can change her mind during those 30 days. All she did was a verbal commitment. He does not consider the act of accepting the Kedushin as an act. It's passive. He views it as a verbal commitment, and verbal commitment can be voided by a verbal saying of non-commitment. I am rescinding my commitment. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. Rabbi Shlokesh held, the way the Gemara explained it, because we're going to see a different explanation now, is that even though the way it ended up being, even though Rabbi Shlokesh agrees that one can void a verbal commitment with a rescinding of it, like by making a shliach for truma, he can say you're no longer a shliach. But if the verbal commitment included a passive act, it's still enough of an act that the woman would have to do an act to nullify it. Now, she can do an act. She can accept kedushin from a second person. By accepting a kedushin from a second person, she's nullifying her agreement to the first person. But that's through another act. She accepted the kedushin, which Rish Lakish considers not a which is accepting kedushin from a second person. But for her to back out without an action, she cannot void it by just rescinding it, because there is considered an action, a slight action, enough of an action the Rish Lakish feels the deeper can be mevatel. Now, that was lashon number one in the Gemara. We are now going to have Reb Zvid say lashon number two in the Gemara, where Rish Lakish is going to say something different. And at the end of the day, the second lashon of Rish Lakish will be slugged up, because it will be shver. The first lashon of Rish Lakish did not get slugged up, because Rish Lakish explained that he agrees that words can nullify words. He just said words that are accompanied by a action need therefore, at the end of the day, the second lashon, he will be slugged up. Now, the Gemara is going to rearrange the orders of the questions on Rish Lakish in order to get to the question that slugs him up last. It's going to be a different order than we asked on the first lashon of Rish Lakish, because if we would ask it in the same order, we would slug up Rish Lakish much earlier. So the Gemara writes the questions in a different order. So he can answer this question, he can answer this question, but he won't be able to answer the last question. Whereas if he'd been done in the same order, he would have not been able to answer the first question, and he would have been slugged up right away. So the Gemara Badavka wrote it in a different order to show you this is not a problem. This is not a problem, but this is a problem. So the Gemara reorganizes the Seder of the Kashas. Let's do it. Dr. Gemara. Reb Zvid Amar. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9th line from the top. He learned the Machloikis, Reb Yechon, and Rish Lakish. He's going in a different Mishnah, and therefore it's different. This is a Mishnah later on. A woman gave permission to a Shliach to go accept Kedusha for her. Meanwhile, she went and accepted Kedushin for herself from a different man. Im Shalah Kadmu, if she did the Kedushin first, Kedushel Kedushin, she is married to the one she accepted Kedushin from. Even though she had appointed a Shliach to do Kedushin for her, while she beat the Shliach and accepted Kedushin from somebody else. Im Shalah Kadmu, if the Shliach accepted Kedushin for her, and then she accepts Kedushin herself, and Kedushah Kedushin. She's married already by the time she accepted her own Kedushin. Now, that's the end of that Mishnah. So the Machloikas Reb Yechon Rish Lakish wasn't the following. Like Yitzchak Atzma. She did not accept Kedushin for herself, but V'chaz Reba. She wanted to change her mind. She sent the Shliach to accept Kedushin, and she has Charata. She wants to void the agency. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chezeres, Rish Lakish Amar Einu Chezeres. Rish Lakish says she cannot void the agency. Why? Rabbi Yechon Amar Chezeres Asa Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Rish Lakish Amar Einu Chezeres Lo Yasa Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Now this Dibur is not a Maisa. This Dibur has no minor act along with it. This is pure Dibur. She appointed a Shliach, go get Kedusha for me. Shliach has not accepted the Kedusha yet. Now she wants to void the Shliach. Rish Lakish says she cannot. Dibur can't be Mevatel Dibur, which is different than what he said according to the first Lashon. In the first Lashon, he agreed Dibur can be Mevatel Dibur. He just said when Dibur is accompanied with a Maisa, although it is a passive act, it can't be voided by Dibur. Here he's saying no Dibur can be voided by Dibur. It's a different Lashon and Rish Lakish, which is going to run into problems. Now the Gemara could have asked from Truma right away, and from asking to Truma, but kind of asking from right away. Could have asked from Get right away, and it's going to show that Rish Lakish is wrong. Let's do the kashas. Dr. Rashi, is there Rashi? Lohashemaita the Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, Vecheni Shinasna, Mishni the Kamal Beperek Basra, it is a Mishnah in the last Perek. The Chazra Barshi changed her mind. Dr. Rashi, Beim Bifnei Shliach, Beim Shloi Bifanav, doesn't make a difference where she changed her mind. Eina Chazeres, Vekama Mitzvina Le Mahadash Shliach Get. Where it says clearly the husband sends a get, he can change his mind. It is exactly similar to this case, and that's going to slug up Rish Lakish. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Esrei Rabbi Yechon Amar Rish Lakish. So now we're going to go through the kashas, and again, ultimately, the kasha from the case of Shliach of a get will slug him up. But Gemara does it in a different order. Bito, if the guy made a Shliach to take Truma, and then he voided that Shlichus, says clearly, if he voided the Shliach before the Shliach took the Truma, no longer valid. Here is a Dibur being Mevatel the Dibur. Amar Rava, he didn't void the Shlichus with words. He went and took his own Truma. Just like the woman went and did her own Kedushin, that automatically voids the first one, because she's married. Same thing here. Once he took Truma, there's no need to take Truma anymore. Why the Shliach is not a Shliach anymore? The Havelei Maisa. He did a Maisa to void the Shlichus by taking Truma. Rashi? No Rashi. Eisrei Rish Lakish L'Rabbi Yechonah. Kala Kalim Yardin Le Tumasim B'Machshava. All Kalim can be decided that they're Kalim B'Machshava. Ve'inaylam B'Tumasim Ela B'Shina Maisa. But they're not removed from their Tuma, only B'Shina Maisa. Right? We had this last week, that a person can decide that he wants to use his leather for a tablecloth, and then it becomes susceptible to Tumah. Then he decides he wants to make shoes, he has to cut it up. If not, it's still susceptible to Tumah. Why? Maisa Vaisim Yad Maisim De Machshava. A Maisa can change what he did through a Maisa or through a Machshava. But a Machshava cannot change it. So Bishlam Miad Maisa Le Mavka Asadibram Bavatla Asadibram Bavatla Maisa. I can understand if he made the Keli through a Maisa, and now he wants to change his mind. Well, Dibur can't void a Maisa. Elam Yad Machshava Miya Tabik. Why can't Machshava be Mevatel Machshava? It's a riot to me that you can't void similar things with the similar thing. I can't void Dibur with Dibur. I can't void Machshava with Machshava. Amaloi, Shaini Machshava, the Tumba Dichi Maisa Dami. So it's making an answer to him, yes. Truma, he answered with a Maisa. He did it through a Maisa, according to Rish Lakish. That's in the Hafrashas Truma, not in the appointing of a Shliach. That's what the Gemara's answer is going to be. Why isn't that a source that everywhere Machshava is like Maisa? I don't know. No, he's asking, once we have the pasuk that tells us that being happy that it got wet is like you putting water on it, why can't it be used to say everywhere that Machshava is considered like Maisa? I don't know.
Are there other places that
was my
shows Meister? One place?
No, there's other places.
Okay,
as well.
Snake Subin.
I don't know. So I don't want to get into it because I don't know what I'm talking about. Meaning, I don't know.
Isn't the waterfall, the rain falling down a Meister?
It's not your Meister. It's not your Meister. Meister means it's something you did. The rain falling down is the Rebbein Shlom's Meister. I'm a white shining machshava that tumak is kambaisa dummy. Because Rabbaba Ramik Siv Kiyitan, Makarina Kiyutan. Says Kiyitan, which means you have to put it there. That's when it becomes susceptible to tumma. That's how it's spelled. But we read it Kiyutan if it is put there. Okay, so Kiyutan dimmi the itim. If you're happy, it's like you put it. So therefore, Zakhtar Shlok Rebbeinim, there, I agree, machshava is more than a regular machshava. That's why a machshava can't be mavel to it. No Rashi. Gemara is the same Gemara as before. Rashi sees no need to re-explain it. Eisrei Rabbi Yechon al-Rish Lakish. Hashleach get l'ishtai v'giyah b'shliach. A guy sent to get to his wife. He found the shliach. Eishe shalach achav shliach. Or he sent another shliach. V'yamah le'get sh'nasati l'ch batalu. And he said, the get I gave you is batal. Harehu zeh batal. Now here is a dibur and a dibur. Pure dibur and dibur. He appointed a shliach. It's the exact case as the woman appointing a shliach to get kedushin is a man appointing a man to get take the get. In fact, if anything, the get is a bigger ma'aser than the shliach than the woman. If the woman's not giving him anything, here he's giving the man a get, and even that's not called a ma'aser. And it says clearly you can be mevatel with dibur. The raya, the dibur is mevatel dibur, and there's no way out of this. The Gemara, Chufta, the Rish Lakish, Chufta, period. We slugged them up. In the second Lashon, we slugged them up. In the first Lashon, this was not a slugged up. Because in the first Lashon, the Rish Lakish never said, you can't void a shliach. He just said, a woman can't void the action of receiving kedushin. Second Lashon, she said, he can't void a shliach. Here we see clearly that a man who appoints a shliach can void the shlichas. Therefore, Chufta, the Rish Lakish, Chufta, the Hilchas and Kavasa the Rabbi Yechon and Afilu b'Kamaisa. Bottom line is, even in the case of Kedushin, where she accepted the Kedushin, we still view it as only a Dibur. We have a Gavdei Kalamei Meshain and Nesias Manas Nadisha the Kamaisa Dami. Even though you can make Rish Lakish's argument that she did something passive, she accepted the Kedushin, that's more than a Dibur. Afilu Hachi, Asa Dibur, Mavato Dibur. The Gemara is clearly passing like Rabbi Yechonin, even in the case of a woman that accepted Kedushin and wants to change her mind. Now she can do it through a Maisa. She can accept Kedushin from a second man. And that will void that first acceptance. Not Mekudeshes. She's not Mekudeshes to the end of 30 days. But she committed. Undo a commitment, she has to do something equal in strength to what she did. And according to Rish Lakish in the first Lashon, she accompanied her commitment with an act of receiving the Kedushin. So receiving the Kedushin from another man is voiding her first commitment. That's a Maisa being mevatel to a Maisa, and that works. Yes, Rabbi Shatz. I have no idea. Bothered me also. No idea. Because we have a rule in Shas. Amaroi might not know Bryce's, but to be an Amaira, you have to know every Mishnah. And this is a Beferish Mishnah. 100%. I have no idea. And this is a Beferish Mishnah. What? Yuftas are not answerable, correct. Kasha is a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say they're also not answerable. Some rishonim say they are answerable. In fact, there's svarim written with answers on kashas, but that only works according to some rishonim. But Chufta, I haven't seen anybody say that Chufta is answerable. Unless the Gemara says it. There's a Gemara Baba Kama that says Chufta, the Papa, I think it is, or Chuvan Levi. Chufta, it says Hilchasa, give Chuvan Levi. In fact, the Gemara Chufta, the Hilchasa, so the Gemara says because we have an answer. But then the Gemara gives you the answer. So even though I use the word Chufta, it comes back and gives you the answer. Unusual. But I know for sure there's one. The same Gemara is in two places. It's in Baba Kama and somewhere else. What? Remember from Baba Kama, that's the first place I learned it. So that's where it sticks in my mind. Dr. Ashi. Philip Kamaisa got a Masnisa Loibo Akhavakitcha. The Chazraba, Kaimel and Hilchas Kreb Yechanan, Das Dibur, Mabatul Dibur. Dibur comes and is Mabatul Dibur. Back to Gemara. Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. We now have a contradiction in how we paskim. Why? Because Amret Hilchas Kreb Yechanan, you just said Halachas Kreb Yechanan, the Kaimel and Hilchas Kreb Nachman. And we have a different Kaimela, we know, that we paskin like Rav Nachman, seemingly contradictory to Rav Yechanan. Where is that? We had the following shaila. A guy made a shliach to take a get to his wife, and he voided it. And he then used this get, or is the get voided? Mao shiachzer v'yagarish boy. Can he void? Can he still use the get, but he voided the get, but he told the shliach, don't give the get? Can he now still change his mind and use that very get? If Nachman Amar Chayzer Megarish Vay, Rav Sheshes Amar Ein the Chayzer Megarish. If Nachman says he can, and Rav Sheshes says he can't, the Kaimelon Hilchas the Kavasad Rav Nachman, and we paskin like Rav Nachman. Now, at this point, we think the Rav Nachman is saying, you cannot void your dibur. You cannot void your commitment to give the get. Gave a shliach a get to take to her. And then he voided it. He voided, well, we don't know what he voided, but he voided it. And Rav Nachman says the get is fine. Even though he was mevatlit with a dibur. And for the Gemara, he the butler, mitayrus shliach, mitayrus get le butler. Nachman's talking about a different case. He didn't say the get should be no good. He said, I don't want you giving the get. Therefore, he did not touch the get. The get's fine. Rav Shesha says, automatically, by saying you don't want the shliach, you're saying you don't want the get, and therefore it's not good. And there we paskel on Rav Nachman, because he didn't void the get. He voided the shliach. As here we're passing like Rabbi Yechanan that you can void the shlichus, therefore it's not a contradiction at all. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Mao she yagzer v'yigarish vay, beget lachas shamel shliach get she nesati l'chbatuhu. Notice the words. The get that I gave you is batu. Okay, now the Mefarshim. Let me just give me 2 minutes. The Mefarshim speak out. That's mashma from this Gemara that a person can be mevatu again. The Gemara is saying that's not what he did. And the Havamina, the Gemara thought, when he said, get shenasati look batuhu, it means the get is batu. The Gemara's answer is, no, he did not say the get is batu. He said, the shlichus is batu. But the get is still good. Mashma for the Gemara, that if he wanted to, some shayla and mishaynim, whether if he wanted to, can he say that the get is no good? The question is, the get is a maisa. Writing the get is a maisa. Creating the get is a maisa. Why isn't that dibur mevatul maisa? The Gemara sounds like he wasn't mevatul the get. That's only because he didn't want to be mevatul the get. All he wanted to do was mevatul the shlichus. Even though he said the word get shenasati l'chol batuhu, Rav Nachman says he just meant to say is, you're out of here. Don't you give the get. But he didn't mevatul the get. Mashma from the Gemara that if he wanted to be mevatul the get, he could do it. Why isn't that dibur being mevatul maisa? So the Mefarshim answered, I think the Rishayim say this, that a get needs a constant lishma. It needs the fact that the husband wants this get to work for this woman. It's written lishma, it's signed lishma, it's given lishma, and therefore that is a commitment of a dibur. It might not even be a dibur, it might be a machshava. But it's, therefore, he pulls the lishma at any point. It's not being mevatul the maisa. Because what makes the get efficient is that the shma that comes along with it that can be pulled that's not viewed as a maisa. Again, this is a matter of discussion amongst the achrenim about gittin. I just mentioned it in case somebody would ask the question. Yes, doctor.
On the side, this is a question I've worried about for a number of years, and I keep forgetting to ask, which is, let's say that the husband is in Rome and the wife's in Jerusalem, and he writes and sends the get. When the shliach is in Greece, he changes his mind. Is he under any obligation to inform her that she is not divorced?
Okay, so the Gemara in Gittin deals with this very question. And the Gemara says that they made a takana, and originally they made two takanas. One was that he has to be mevatut in front of Bezin. Because we didn't want this to happen, that he changes his mind and the shliach doesn't know about it and the woman gets divorced. So he has to be mevatut in front of Bezin. And when he's mevatut in front of Bezin, it spreads. The news spreads because things that happen in Bezin automatically have a way of spreading and she would hear about it. That's, I think later on, if I remember the Gemara correctly, they said he's not even allowed to be mevatut in Bezin. There's a machloikas if he did it without Bezin, whether it works or not. Whether Afkinu Rabbanu LeKedushin, not Afkinu Rabbanu LeKedushin, that's a sugya in Gittin Lamed Gimel. But,
I'm sorry, where?
Lamed Gimel.
Thank you.
That's where it is. But the Gemara deals with that question directly.
I mean, it's interesting, there's such a thing. I mean, when people talk about Einstein talking about the speed of light, it's a misnomer. Einstein's actually talking about the speed of information. And the idea of something traveling faster than the speed of information is called entanglement. And
again, I'm leaving it up to the Gemara. The Gemara does what it does, and I don't have to deal with that. Not my problem. The Gemara's problem. The Gemara says you do it in front of Bezin, it spreads, so I'll let the Gemara take care of itself, and I'm not going to get involved.
There's serious questions, Pastor Dean.
Again, if the Gemara says it spreads, I trust the Gemara that it spreads. I'm not getting that.
I'm not going to question that. There's many things on this earth they do not understand.
Add this to the list. Yes.
I just want to clarify. Nachman's case.
He's saying that's what he used the word. Get shenasati loch batohu. And he means to be mevatut the shlichus.
But again, saying a get.
Correct.
Because he can't do it without just divorce.
No. That's your addition. He didn't do it. We're going in the words of Rav Nachman that say chayzer megarish by.
You can use the get again.
Right. It doesn't say because he can't be mevatut the get. Saying because he's not being mevatut the get.
But so we're reconciling it with the case of Rav Yechanan, who's talking about a woman who wants to say, "I don't want to get married before 30 days."
Correct.
So she mevatul her divor.
Correct.
So those are analogous cases. They're
the Gemara thought they were analogous cases.
Well, they are. I mean, they're reconciling them. It's the same thing.
Right. Exactly.
The same as a woman saying, "I don't want to be married."
Exactly. Shaila is, what if you wanted to be mevatul the get? What if he said, "I want to be mevatul the get"?
Would that work?
Is my chaykes rishaynim? Shaila is how to be medayik the lashon haGemara. Nehid the butler mitayr shliach mitayrus get loy butlay. Does that mean he didn't try to do it, or he can't do it?
You want the sheep to turn too?
It's not true because we're saying again. Again, I just mentioned 2 minutes ago or 4 minutes ago
right.
That the kasha the Rishayim have is how would he be able to move out to the get? Why isn't that a Maisa?
Right.
Which is what you're saying right now. Therefore, you're proving that can't be Pshat Rav Nachman. It's exactly what the Rishayim ask. It's exactly what I spoke up because I expected this question.
This is not a reconciliation because our case is different. That's how we're reconciling.
Again, we're reconciling it by saying that in the case of Rav Nachman, all he was Mevatel the Shlichus. That's the Gemara's answer.
And that's where we paskin like Rav Nachman here, that we Mevatel the Shlichus to meet him. We need to go paskin like Rav Nachman. We have Rav Yechanan.
So fine, Rav Nachman said the same thing. It's not a kasha. Now, the question is, what if he would be Mevatel the get? The Gemara makes it sound that it works.
Let me explain again.
And that's the question. Why does it work? Making a get is an action. That's the Rishayim's kasha. Because you need what makes the get a get, besides writing the get, you're not being mevatel the writing. You're pulling the lishma, which is a dibur.
You're pulling lishma after it's written?
Yes.
What does that mean?
You're saying I don't want it to be for her anymore.
You have to see the shame Kedusha, then L'shem Gerushin also.
Right.
L'shem Gerushin, he pulls the L'shem Gerushin.
He pulls whatever part he pulls off, he pulls off. Again, it's a sugya and gittin. I only mentioned it because I expected somebody to ask the question. So I wanted to bavar that the rishonim ask the question, and they give an answer. And the achronim have a lot of dealings with this. How do you pull the shema? What does that mean, you pull the shema? That's right. It's a good question. Ayin, gittin, lamed beis, lamed beis, where the achronim deal with this. The mice is not being pulled. A written get is a written get. But it doesn't work by mice alone. It needs a machshava to accompany the mice or a dibur.
When a person's in battle get, it only needs machshava.
In the battle of the get, he's pulling the machshava that's necessary for this get to work. He can't undo the writing of the get.
If he has machshava to bevatel get, he has machshava to reinstate it, right?
Correct. It was written, it's now longer lishma. It has to have consistent lishma.
No difference. Someone else did the maisa, or he's doing the maisa. Here, the sofer is doing the maisa.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. A maisa was done.
There was a wife asked me all these things.
I'm sure
she's not involved
with
that.
She just wants to know
who's
getting?
No, she wants to know what we did in Shir.
Of all the things she wants to know who's getting?
She wants to know what we do in Shir that day. So I have to...
Because I had a guy in Daf Yomi who didn't show up one day.
You what?
A guy missed a day in Daf Yomi years ago, 25 years ago, 27 years ago. So the next day he comes and says, I missed yesterday. I said, I know. So what am I supposed to do? No, I don't take attendance. So he said, you know why I missed? I said, no. My wife taught me that daf. He had learned it in Mizrahi or wherever they give women shurim. And so my wife taught me the daf. And it was the middle of Saita. It was the middle of Masechta Saita. Of all dafim that the woman taught her husband, it was a daf in Masechta Saita. Anyway, I'm just saying that. So, you know, sometimes women do teach dafim to people. It happened once to me already that I had a woman teach her husband the daf. So he missed my daf, so he, and I'm not insulted. So his wife could teach him a daf in Masechta Saita. So I think about my turn. Mikudesh is Lusheni. Okay. Here is the first case. And we're going to say a case, we're going to give a Gemara, and the Gemara is going to jump on it right away. So there's going to be a very non-explainable Havamina, but we'll try. The Mishnah says, a woman accepts a Kedusha from somebody. And then, the second, after 30 days, Shimon was Mekadosh the woman, she kicked in 30 days. Levi comes to her in the middle, is Mekadosh her now, she's Mekadosh to Levi. That's what the Mishnah said. Amarav. Mukadeshes L'sheni L'aylam. She's married to Levi permanently. She's Levi's wife. Shmuel Amar, Mukadeshes L'sheni Adlam B'jay. She's only married to Levi till 30 days. La'achar Adlam B'jay, at the end of 30 days, Paka Kedushay, Levi's Kedushin goes away, Kedushay, the Gumri Kedushay Rishon, which is the Gemara is going to say an impossible thing. She's married to Levi for 15 days, and then, I just made up 15, it could be 25, I don't care, whatever it is. But when day 30 comes, Reuven Shimon's Kedushin kicks in. She's married to Shimon, not to Levi. Yosef Rav Chisda V'Kakashalei. Kedushe Sheni, but my Bucky. How does it leave? She wasn't married to Shimon. Shimon's Kedushin didn't kick in at all. He said after 30 days. And she married somebody in between. So how can she get married to Shimon at the end of 30 days when she's already married to Levi? How does Levi's Kedushin evaporate? Dr. Gemara, Amalei Rav Yosef, Mar Aresha Masnila. You learned the Machloikas Rav Shmuel of the case when there was no Me'akshav. He said, you're Mekadashis after 30 days. The Kachalei, and therefore you have no understanding how Shmuel could say that the first Kedushin goes off. Rav Yehuda, Aseva Masnila. Rav Yosef says, but my Rebbe, Rav Yehuda, he learned that this machloikis is going on the case of Me'akshav. The Leikashalei, therefore, had no problem, and the Gemara is going to explain why not. The Gemara is going to explain. Let's just catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shmuel Amar. I'm sorry, Lailam. Ain b'teilim lachad lamed. It's not both to after 30. Shai nitin lo zaman locho b'teich lamed. Because it can be chal during the 30. Shai kulam p'nuyim a'kedusha mishin. They were all empty. The first kedusha did not kick in. Shmuel amr l'kam b'baruch alor Rav Chisda. And Rashi says right away, don't try to think of pshat. There's no pshat. Rav Chisda is going to jump on this right away. Mara raised. That's why Rashi says it. Why does Rashi tell me the common parochel of Rav Chisda? It's the next two lines. Rashi's worried. You're going to sit there and say, "Huh? What does it mean?" Now, Rashi, do me a favor. Don't do that. Rav Chisda is going to ask your question. Give him a chance. Mara raised. The masnitz of the amr ma'achshav masnila lachfukta. You learned on the case of no me'achshav mishamachi kashla lamar ma'ad kashla. That's why you had the question. But Rav Yehuda said this machlokes is in a different case, and let us see what the machlokes is about. The case is, Me'achshav alachar shloshim yom. A man told a woman, you're mekadeshes from now and after 30 days. What do those words mean? There's two ways of understanding it. It could mean the kedushin is kicked in 30 days retroactively, which means if something doesn't happen to the guy during the 30 days, like he doesn't die, or he doesn't change his mind, then at the end of 30 days, it'll kick in retroactive. It gives him a 30-day window to either die, if he feels like it, or to change his mind. That's how Rashi learns. And at the end of 30 days, it'll be retroactive, if that is true. So what happens is, Shimon does Kedusha Ma'achashav La'achar Lamed. In comes Levi 15 days later and does Kedusha. We tell Levi, listen, wait. We don't know what's going to happen with Shimon's Kedusha. He can still change his mind. And if he changes his mind, he was never married to her. He can die. If he dies, he was never married to her. That's because it's retroactive. But if he doesn't change his mind and he doesn't die, she's married to him from 30 days ago. So your kedushin is nothing. So at this point, we tell Levi, we tell the woman, we don't know who you're married to. We don't know if you're married to Shimon or you're married to Levi. We still have to see what happens by the end of 30 days. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is maybe he changed his mind. He said now, and then he said after 30 days, which means he's changing his mind and he doesn't want the Kedushin to kick in till after 30 days. Not retroactive. Me'achshav? No. Now, he didn't say the word no, but that's how we might translate it. If it means that, we'll never know who she's married to. I mean, Adarabba, she's married to Levi because he changed his mind. Zabtu'av, we don't know what a person means. We don't know the translation of that word. How do we translate Ma'achshav Alachar Shloshim Yom? The Rabbanon have no clarity, and therefore the Edom have no clarity, and therefore it can mean one of two things, and nobody knows. So therefore she's not married to Shimon, and she's not married to Levi. Because we don't know. It might be retroactive for Shimon, it might not be retroactive, and then she's married to Levi. So therefore, we don't know who her husband is. She better get two gittin if she wants to move on in life. Or get one get and then move on with the second husband. But you can't. The Rabbanon had no clarity. I'm trying to stress this because the Gemara is going to get to this. It's not a shot. It depends on his meaning. Edom, I wasn't going to say why. Because you asked that, I'm going to explain it. Edom, what do you think? I wasn't going to explain it. Edom have to understand the words. And since the Rabbanon say the words have two meanings, we can't wait for him to explain it. It has to be understandable at the time of Kedushin to the Edom. And it was not. Therefore, we don't know. It might mean one, it might mean the other. Therefore, we say it's a suffix to both of these husbands.
Later clarification does not help.
Exactly. Shmuel says it's a t'nai. It's definitely a t'nai. The guy did not mean to change his mind. The words mean, in 30 days, it should be retroactive. Then according to Shmuel, at the end of 30 days, she is married to the first husband and second husband, bye-bye. Now, if he dies during those 30 days, or he changes his mind during the 30 days, she'll be married to the second husband. So we have to wait. We tell our lady, let's see what happens. If your Shimon dies, you'll be married to Levi. If Shimon changes his mind, you'll be married to Levi. If Shimon doesn't die, doesn't change his mind, you're married to Shimon. But in the end of 30 days, we will have clarity who you're married to. It's not going to be a suffix. It's going to be a suffix up to 30 days. But the minute 30 days come, the clarity will be there.
The don't have to know right away?
They know that he did an act of kedusha that you cook in retroactively through 30 days, which means it allows the death or changing of mind, the way Rashi learns, to void that act.
That's what the even know.
Exactly. That's according to Shmuel, there is clarity. Yes, doctor.
I mean, it would seem that Shmuel's understandings contradict what we just said, which is that what we have been using as a general rule is Rashi, that the reason for the 30-day delay is to allow the Baal to change his mind. So therefore, this is saying that the tie does not exist, that Levi can come in at any time during those 30 days. Did I just switch Rob and Shmuel? I'm not sure.
Again, according to Shmuel, Me'achshav Elanger Shleshim Yoyim says to the lady that if I don't change my mind and Shimon doesn't die, either of the two, this kedushin will be retroactive. Nobody says that the woman can pull out in that case. Because that for sure is not just a dibur. Because she agreed to a retroactive kedushin.
Rav
is saying we don't know what the words mean. We don't know whether he means retroactivity or he's changing his mind. And since we don't know, it's always going to remain in limbo.
I'm sorry, I switched Rav and Shmuel. I apologize, that's wrong. But in the case of Rav, then the Kedushin just doesn't exist because of the language.
We don't know.
In other words, it does not exist.
Why not?
Because nobody knows what it means.
So since we don't know, it can mean one of two things. And therefore, the Rabbanan is Suppik. And therefore, they say it's a Suffolk Kedushin.
Schrodinger's cat. It's called a super. Two or superimposed.
Again, if Adam had a Suffolk, because the Rabbanan have a Suffolk, it's not nothing. It's not that you have to know she's Mukadeshus. You can know she's Suffolk Mukadeshus. That's also knowledge of a Kedushin.
So that's just simply saying, I don't know if it exists or not, but we're not going to do anything.
I don't know whether it exists or not, so we'll treat it as a Suffolk.
Right, so we'll just say it's happening.
Which means we don't know. I don't know what you mean by that. Which means you can't get married to anybody.
Agreed. Yeah,
that's all I'm interested in, whether she can get married.
Not because she's married.
She might be married. She might be married.
A lot of things might be.
No, again, it's a Suffolk halacha. She's Mazana. She's a Suffolk HSH. The guy has to bring an awesome tawi.
I'm not disagreeing with you in principle. I'm disagreeing with in terms of wording, but I do think we're actually in agreement.
Is it codenames? The Chazal tell us what the Shonos mean what, okay? I'm sorry. Chazal tell us, when you say this is what it means, right?
What if Chazal don't know?
No, I'm sorry.
What if Chazal don't know?
So therefore, I'm just questioning, I'm not arguing.
You go, yeah, go ahead.
What does Chazal say? When you say this lesson, this is what it's going to mean. So we don't have this problem.
Again, Chazal don't know.
So let's make a statement. When you say this lashon, this is what it's going to mean.
No, Shmuel's not saying Chazal did it. Shmuel's saying that's how it's used.
Yeah.
Rav is saying Chazal don't know how it's used. See, I'm stressing this 100 times over because the Gemara is going to say later on that it's not shot one person uses it one way and one person uses it the other way. It's all people use it to the translation of what Chazal will say it means. And Chazal is saying, we don't know how to read those words. So Avraham Cohen is asking, great question.
That'd be great. It's just very good. That'd be great.
Sorry. He's asking a very good question. That why don't Chazal come along and tell people, from now on, this is going to mean
and
that.
And these problems won't occur then.
Again, exactly. Now, if a person's smart, he wouldn't do this to begin with, you know what I mean? And the problems wouldn't occur. As I always said, the Gemara doesn't deal with the regular, normal person who doesn't do these things. It doesn't make kaddish a woman, me'achshav l'achshav l'achshav. Do you ever go to a chatz and hear me'achshav l'achshav l'achshav?
What's
a
chatz?
Yes.
Person can give him a kaddish in Isha for a certain amount of time without having to give a guess?
No. It's first of all, it's a shayla and Gemara and Gittin, but let's say no. Nobody's doing that here. He's been kind of here forever. We just don't know if it worked.
According to Shmuel,
the
condition is only for 30 days.
No, Adarabba. At the end of 30 days, it'll be retroactive. The second one is waiting in limbo. He doesn't know if it's condition is a condition. If the guy dies, then the first condition didn't work. Then it's a condition forever. The suffix is only till 30 days. Once 30 days come, we'll have clarity. He either lived or didn't live. He either changed his mind or didn't change his mind. Till 30 days, we have no clarity. Which means till 30 days, we don't know who she's married to. Meaning, we don't know. But at the end of 30 days, we're going to have clarity who she's married to. Yes, doctor.
When Rav would go from town, I believe it was Rav go from town to town and get married in each town. But there was a get after each one of those.
Checked.
Okay.
Doctor Gemara, Bechi.
So what happens on day 31? He has seen his wife for 30 days previously, and he dies. Is she a grusha?
She's an amana on day 31. On 31, according to Shmuel,
because he didn't show up.
They have to show up.
So in 30 days, automatically he's married.
But that's what he did. He gave her kedushim achas lachas shalishim yoyim. On day 31, she's married to the first one, according to Shmuel. And then when he dies, she's an amana. But we don't know who she's married to. We'll never know.
We'll never know. So she'll be
Safik amana. And then she'll need a get. She can then marry the second guy. She might need a new kedushin. We don't know. She doesn't know she's married to him.
She can't marry a kohen.
My mother can marry a kohen.
I read that. She can't marry a kohen gadol. I meant.
No, she will not be able to marry a kohen gadol anyway because she's going to need a get from the second husband, so she won't marry a kohen anyway, unless the second husband is a kohen. Dr. Gemara. So think about Rav Huda said, "Machshav lachash leishim yoyim." I'm a rab, mukadeshes ready, mukadeshes klaylam. She will remain suffic for the rest of her life. Two, they give her a get. One of them can give her a get; the other one can marry her. But she can't. She at this point might be Shimon's wife. She might be Levi's wife. We don't know. Shmuel Amar mukadeshes l'sheini. I'm sorry. Shmuel Amar mukadeshes ready, mukadeshes adach lamed. 2:30 to 30. She is not clear. La'achar lamed paki kedusha sheni v'gam kedusha rishon. If nothing happens at the end of 30 days, we say goodbye to Levi, and she's married to Shimon. The Rav mesapke le'itnoa havichazar Rav. Rav is mesupik whether that language means she changed his mind from yachshav to la'achar shloshim yoyim, or is it a condition? L'shmu pshita le'itnoa hav. And Shmuel says, I know for sure this is a condition. Rashi. Zach Rashi. Mekadeshes, Reina Mekadeshes, Chloed. Lafil Lachash Leishim, Amed is Besafik Kedusha Shneem. She's Besafik Kedusha to both of them. Basur Lishneem, Beloi Get, to Echad. Because Mepharash, the time of the Kaman, she can't marry either of the two unless one of them divorces her. Shmuel Amar, Eina Besreik, Elach Leishim, Yai. Shem Yama Sarishin, maybe he'll die. For the Yigmar Kedusha, the Kedusha won't be finished. But Nimtu Kedusha Sheni Chayel Lemefreya. Then we'll know she married Levi. She was never married to Shimon. Mesapkalei. If I don't change my mind, and I guess death is changing his mind. I don't mean ma'akshav, this is what Lav says. She's always in the suffering. If it's a t'nai, then she's married to number one. If chazara havi, kedusha sheni chayli, kedusha mishin lechayli. During the 30 days, we don't know who she's married to. Or he might die. See, Rashi writes death at one point, the Chazar at the other point. From 30 days and on, it's finished to the first one, and the second one is out of here.
Gamru means
finished. Now, yeah, that's what the Gemara is saying. Fine. So that's the Machlokes. So Rav Yosef told Rav Chisda, you misunderstood Rav and Shmuel. You thought they were going about the Reisha, and it makes no sense, Shmuel and the Reisha. In the Sefer, we can understand the Machlokes. We can understand the Machlokes. I just want to, I don't know if I should do what I'm going to do right now, but I'll do it anyway. The Rashba is very bothered by the Lashon, HaGemara. The Gemara uses the term, and Rashi reinforces it. La'achar, according to Shmuel, La'achar lamed jayim paki kedushe sheni v'gomri kedushe rishon. And the way I explained it, the second kedusha never has to go off. It never was there. And the first kedusha doesn't have to be finished. It was finished 30 days ago. At the end of 30 days, it just shows us that retroactively she was married to him.
The 3 days is over.
But the Gemara says, Paki Kedusha Sheini, the Gomri Kedusha Rishon.
Finished off.
That's mashma that she's not, the retroactivity is, seems to be like not complete. There's some finishing happening at the end of 30 days. And Rashi, by the way, says the same thing. Shema Yagzim Milamed Ve'eloch Gomru. It's the way I explained it, the terminology Paki and Gomru don't really fit. It's not that the second Kedushin is off. Second Kedushin never was there. And it's not that the first Kedushin has to be finished. It was finished, you just have to wait to see if the Knai is kept.
That's why I said Gomru means we learn now.
Again, the Rashba asked this as a Kasha,
yeah.
And therefore there's a whole Shtickl Torah, which I'm not going to get into, but I felt it was intellectually honest. At least mention that the Rashba is bothered by the Lashon HaGemara.
No, maybe Gomru means we now.
That's not what it means. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean that. I can't help it. So the Rashba asked this as a kasha. Therefore, he has a whole new shot in what happens with the Ma'akshav L'Akash Roshim Yayim, which is opens up a whole new vista, a whole new. But for us, we're going to learn Parshat Pshat in the Gemara. We're not going to go there, and everybody should have a wonderful day.